Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results. Suburban Tire, Chicagoland's premier tire dealer, is proud to be the provider of Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Stop by today and receive the spring special of $120 off any set of Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and a free alignment. Suburban Tire is offering oil changes as low as $20 and brake service as low as $80. For over 40 years, Suburban Tire has been providing honest advice on tires, automotive repairs, and maintenance. Visit their flagship location in Glendale Heights or any of their 5 family-owned locations, or go to suburbantire.com. 630-790-1600. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Talking with Bob Babich, who's now the Bills linebackers coach. He was Bears defensive coordinator, Bears linebackers coach, and he is going to present Brian Urlacher in Canton to the Hall of Fame. Well, this is exciting. How did you find out that you were going to give the speech?
Well, Brian called me up and he said, hey, I have a question to ask you. Did you? You know, he said, hey, will you be my presenter at the Hall of Fame? And, of course, I was just flabbergasted and just excited and, you know, really humbled by him asking me. And so I'm just very excited to be his presenter at the Hall of Fame. I have so much respect for him that, you know, I just had nothing but excitement once he asked me, and so excited to be able to do this.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Talking with Bob Babich, who's now the Bills linebackers coach. He was Bears defensive coordinator, Bears linebackers coach, and he is going to present Brian Urlacher in Canton to the Hall of Fame. What made him a Hall of Fame player?
Oh, there's so many things, Lawrence. The first thing I would say is that I think people don't understand how intelligent he was as far as football. I mean, the guy was unbelievably smart. He understood the scheme. He did so many things that put us in position to be successful. Then on top of that, when you put his size, speed, and playmaking ability together, it just put together a great linebacker for the Chicago Bears.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
The new McNeil and Parkin Show.
Afternoons 1 to 6.
New Bears receiver Allen Robinson on the McNeil and Parkin Show.
Allen, I've been watching the Bears since the late 1960s. I can't say I ever recall a free agent signee listing the biggest reason he's coming to the ball club, the offensive coach.
It's just one of those offenses that has a lot of versatility. You know, when you were watching Kansas City play over the last couple of seasons or so, you know, you saw what they brought to the table as far as explosive plays, efficient plays. You know, quick game. They had deep plays. They ran screen. You know, you got to be ready for a little bit of everything. You know, and it makes it so difficult for defense to prepare for. You know, he puts a lot of pressure on the defense. You know, I think that's something that I really noticed. You know, watching Kansas City play is that, you know, he forces the pressure on the defense. You know, he puts the pressure on them, and they have to react to what he's doing.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home, 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey joins us.
2 out of 3 starts for pretty much for all the guys have not been what they would have hoped for, I'm sure. Any signs of frustration? Do you have to be kind of a psychologist as well as a coach?
Well, you have to be, but I don't think there's no frustration at all yet. You know, you got a couple of guys. Certainly, all the way through the rotation, really, that it's not the start that any of them had envisioned. But, you know, you're only one turn through the rotation from turning that around, and I really think that that's going to happen very soon, and they're going to be very, very consistent. But, no real frustration. You know, nobody wants to start the season 7 and 8. But, like I said, we're one good turn through the rotation from turning things around, and I think that's going to happen quickly.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The new McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Yeah, be there. Every roster should have three quarterbacks on it. You're always one hit away from going to your number two. And when that happens, you want to be combing the street for your backup's backup? I don't. I want a guy who understands my offense's language.
Mac is back. Joining Danny Parkins on your ride home. 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's better prices every day.
A smile is a sign of confidence. At Eon Clinics, we know how important it is to talk, laugh, and live every day without worrying about your appearance.
I'm more confident. I don't mind being in front of a group speaking. I don't hide behind my hand anymore.
Don't let one more day pass without knowing your options. Our dental implants can not only change the way you look, but how you feel about yourself.
They've made me a much happier person. I don't mind smiling. I don't mind being in pictures. And I don't mind laughing out loud.
Love yourself. Invest in your smile with dental implants placed by our gentle, knowledgeable doctors. Take a step towards a better life with Eon Clinics. Call today at 844-365-SMILE. That's 844-365-SMILE. Or visit our website at eonclinics.com.
FS1.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Mike Florio. ProFootballTalk.com. NBC Sports. Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We got game! We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We
get
BB!
We
got
BB!
BB!
Insider Mike Florio.
Mullen Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our chance to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're living the dream. We're, you know what we feel? We feel like we don't have to plead the fifth. Like we're loved by everyone
plead
here.
The fifth. I tell you, his acting in Ted 2 was much better than his. That was like junior high, middle school, you know, the assembly. And they, hey, here's your line, Tom. All right, I'm going to ask you the question. Then you turn and you say, I plead the fifth.
It went much better in rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I don't know if it, what bothers me more, that interview or him yelling Tommy at him the last time. But, hey, you know, the guy's obviously got a bone to pick. Is it his contract? What is it?
I don't know what it is, but that's the thing. We haven't heard from Tom Brady directly, right? This was the moment. This was the opportunity for him to say, you know, there's been a lot of noise over the past several weeks, and I don't know where that's coming from. Nothing has changed. Everything is the same. We're doing everything we've always done, which is focus our efforts on being the best possible team we can be and compete for another championship. And when he starts off, let's give him the benefit of the doubt that it was a joke. People think it was a joke. Oh, he didn't mean it. He was just kidding. Okay, well then after the joke comes the answer to the question of do you feel appreciated for everything you've accomplished? And he says that's a tough question. We all want to be appreciated by our employer. Well, this is one of those situations where anything other than yes is no. And he didn't say yes. All he had to say is, yeah, I'm just kidding. Of course they appreciate me. They pay me millions of dollars to do something I do for free. They've provided me with the foundation to be successful. I never would have had any of this success without everything Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick. That's the moment to lay it on thick. And he didn't. Now, he laid it on semi-thick later. But that one sliver, that tells me everything I need to know, that something is up, that something isn't right, and who knows how it all plays out, but we've never had this dynamic involved with the Patriots. It's unheard of to have a guy that prominent with the team have those kinds of questions and those kinds of issues and have him not take advantage of the opportunity to say, that's all fake news, that's all bogus.
So you write a story on Pro Football Talk, and it's Alonzo Highsmith, VP of Player Personnel with Cleveland. We all know how teams now, over the years, they have PIs on campus and talking to everyone when they're going to invest as much money and all the resources they do in high-profile draft picks. But he runs into the UCLA volleyball team at an airport, and here's Josh Rosen's name mentioned by a bunch of the players, and next thing you know, he's talking to the coach, and from that conversation, he says, well, let's scratch him off our list.
Yeah, I mean, and this one was odd, and I'd like to think there's more to the research that was done into Josh Rosen beyond bumping into a volleyball coach and having the volleyball coach say, well, I don't know about this guy. You should talk to his girlfriend. She's over there. And apparently Alonzo Highsmith didn't go talk to Josh Rosen's girlfriend. I was like, no, that's good. I'm good. There's something that bothers me about this guy. I'd like to think they've done more. But when you're pinning the hopes of your franchise on your quarterback evaluation, I'd like to think that they did a little bit more with Josh Rosen than rely upon hearsay from a volleyball coach at UCLA. And let's assume they did. Even then, isn't it jarring that Alonzo Highsmith is talking about this stuff publicly?
Yeah, I can't believe he put a name to it. I thought it was going to be some anonymous, you know.
I've asked the Browns, like, do you have anything to add here? Like, did he not realize it was on the record? Like, is there something I need to know? And they don't have anything to add. I can't imagine John Dorsey, the GM of the team, is happy about this. I mean, they go from silence for months in advance of the draft to having one of the key members of the front office explain why they took Baker Mayfield, which I think is fine. That's good. Explain why you took him. Explain what you see in him, the intangibles, the leadership, the ability to inspire others. But then when you start throwing fastballs at the forehead of Josh Rosen and also Josh Allen, saying that I'm concerned about the accuracy issues, you know, don't make excuses for being inaccurate, whatever the case may be, that's troubling. And especially with Rosen, because we know that narrative that the people don't like him. You got to give me something more tangible than a volleyball coach said, ask his girlfriend.
We haven't talked at all, and we did a little bit this morning, but this idea that if you change the kickoff rule, if you really just got rid of them, and I know that that's not on the table, but there are many changes, and we've certainly seen changes. That changes the composition of your roster as well. If you're taking away, you know, six kickoffs, six returns a game, then you're eliminating 12 plays for special teams players. How would that affect the roster? Would teams start keeping different things? Would they not prioritize special teams in any way? Would the James Harrises of the world never play in the NFL?
Yeah,
James Harrisons.
And here's the thing. The NFL and the NFL Players Association ultimately doesn't care, because as those guys cycle out, more guys cycle in. I mean, when the NFL shifted the focus in the 70s toward more of a passing game, that made fullbacks on the endangered species list. And run-blocking tight ends, see you later. We need a pass-catching tight end. So the evolution of the game always closes a door on one player type and opens a door for another player type, and there would be less of a priority for the guy who is that kickoff return or kickoff coverage specialist, or a guy like a Cordell Patterson, who all he really brought to the table his first few years in the NFL was the ability to return kickoffs. He was horrible as a receiver. At some point, you're going to wash out of the league. But, you know, Matthew Slater, the guy who's made his way in New England based upon special teams play, has like one career catch or something like that. He understands that that's the practical consequence. And if they're determined to make the game safer by getting rid of the kickoff or de-emphasizing the kickoff, and who knows what they're ultimately going to do, but it does affect the way that you view how you allocate the 53 positions and also which 46 end up wearing a uniform on game day.
Mike, on the heels of the leaked information from the owners' meeting with some of the players about kneeling and the protests and having a unified front and all that, and some of the owners come out of that meeting and the transcripts and recording don't look too good, you know, more worried about appearances than perhaps the actual issue on the table. But having said that, locally, the Bears ratings were up last year, and Phil Rosenthal in the Tribune writes today that for all the hand-wringing about the NFL going the wrong direction because of different issues, the draft was outdrawing TV viewers and outdrawing the NBA playoffs and certainly setting unbelievable numbers in terms of eyes even on the second and third and fourth round. So what's true, what's valid? Is the league in trouble here with some of its fan base, or is the noise more than the actuality?
Well, the context is important as it relates to the draft. This is the first time that three-letter networks were broadcasting the draft, so you're always going to have a bigger audience. You put the first night of the draft on Fox. You put the third day of the draft, I think, was simulcast on ABC. You're going to get bigger numbers by doing that. When they move the Pro Bowl this year from ESPN to ABC, it's going to get bigger numbers. Those are false indicators, but also it does show that the interest is there. And, I mean, 2.9 million people on average watch the third day of the draft. Did they absolutely have nothing else to do? I mean, it is drudgery. I wouldn't watch it if it wasn't my job to pay attention to it. It's horrendous. But people are still engaged with the NFL, and I also think that I still don't know where the truth is from the standpoint of, do these folks who say they're not going to watch the NFL because of the kneeling, because of the anthem protests, are they really telling the truth, or are they just trying to force the NFL players to behave differently by huffing and puffing? And I think it's impossible to draw a line between the huffing and puffing and whether or not they blew the house down. And, you know, the only indicator is reduced TV ratings from last year, but TV ratings are down across the board. They're down less for football than they are for everything else, so I don't think that's a true indicator either. And so many of the other measurements suggest that everything is still fine. I think it's a blip on the radar screen, but I think the NFL realizes they're better off not having the issue on the table, and they're trying, clumsy as it may be, they're trying to find a way to take that issue off the table.
Mike, we'll let you roll, but curious, Shad Khan, pride of the University of Illinois, is talking about buying Wembley Stadium, right? He obviously wants to get involved in stuff over there. Would there be a possibility of a Super Bowl in London? First of all, I know that people over there are very angry about the idea of selling Wembley and having, like, the great venue of English football go to an American of Pakistani background, but what would be the chances be of actually putting a Super Bowl? Shouldn't they, like, get the Monarchs going as a team before they do something like that?
I think that talk of putting teams in London on a full-time basis and playing the Super Bowl there, I think that's all about keeping the people in London engaged. It's a carrot, a perpetual carrot that the NFL is going to use to get people and keep people interested. And barring a return of supersonic flight, I don't see teams being put in London. And I think the only way it works is to put two teams in London if they would ever do that. What are you going to do, expand to 34? We don't have enough quarterbacks to go around for 32 teams for now. You're going to move two teams? Which two teams? I guess the Jaguars. And I know that everyone mobilized last week in Jacksonville and said there's no way that he's going to move the Jaguars. It's not going to happen. Here's how it potentially happens down the road. At some point, they need to dramatically renovate the stadium in Jacksonville or replace it. And when those discussions begin and Shad Khan puts his hand out for taxpayer money, there's going to be politicians who say, wait a minute, you bought your own stadium in London, buy your own stadium here, and that may lead to the impasse that causes him to say, well, I already own a stadium in an NFL city, I'll just take my team there. And that may be 10, 15, 20 years down the road, but I think the NFL likes this vague idea that a team and or a Super Bowl will go to London. But I think American football fans, the anti-kneeling crowd, they will lose their minds. Even though, 99.99% of the fans never go to the Super Bowl and it looks the same on TV, they'll lose their minds if they put a Super Bowl in London.
And they'd have to sing My Country, Tis of Thee. All righty, Mike. Thank you, pal.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Could he put an offer in on Soldier Field? We just need new turf. Maybe just buy us some grass.
They're ruining the game.
Yeah. We're going to have transition next. It's Molly and Antley on the Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dustin here with an opportunity to get a career in under a year, a real opportunity to train for relevant careers in a fast-growing media industry without years of courses. That's right, the media industry has so many career opportunities, and the Illinois Media School will prepare you with hands-on training by real industry pros in areas like social media and YouTube, on-air TV and radio talent, production, video and audio editing, camera and control room operations, or if you're into sports, get in the game like never before with careers in areas like play-by-play and sports commentating, sports live broadcast, sports talk show host, and so much more. For more than 30 years, the Illinois Media School has graduated media pros that are working in the media companies, stations, and networks all over this great country. Enrollment is open right now. Space is limited. Tell them Dustin sent you and graduate in months, not years, without decades of debt. Flexible hours and financial aid available for you. If you do qualify, call the Illinois Media School. Do it right now, 630-916-1700. 630-916-1700. Write it down, 630-916-7.
At Mattress Firm, we think of our customers as family. So we'd like to extend our friends and family sale to you. Right now, save 20%.